The topic I want to broach tonight really has a wide effect on a lot of people, especially people that are coming into the body of Christ and they just don't know how to deal with anything. They come in and their mind is just shot full of holes. They just don't know what's going on. They don't know which way's up. They don't know what way's down. They can't figure it out. Because what happens when you get born again? Does your mind get born again? No, and that's the problem. So people's heads are like still all messed up from either drugs or from all kind, whatever it is. Their head is still messed up. And so I want to really get into this, and I want you to help me pray and believe God that we can get this across. Because I believe if we can put the spirit of what we're going to get into on CDs and give them to people that have problems, this is what I'm believing for, so that they have the spirit and the anointing of the word on that will actually cure and fix their heads. And it's a problem. You know how many medications are out there for people with mental problems, they say? I mean, half of it I don't believe. They come up with a new name every year or something else, you know, and give you another pill so your mind will function normally. When in all reality, it just makes you doped up on some other drug. And now you look normal. No, I don't. I'm drooling on myself. That's the point. If we can get in the Spirit of God, we can still have the same presence of God and the anointing of God that will affect people. Is the anointing going forth through the Word? Absolutely. It's the Word. It's the Word. Glory be to God. So if you can believe God with me, we're going to believe God that we get the right thing out. You say, brother, I don't have any mental problems. Well, you know, there are many people who do. I mean, I meet them all the time, dealt with some this week. This is a problem for a lot of people. And a lot of it's, you know, because of what they came out of. A lot of it's, you know, just environmental things. I'm not going to name everything off on the devil. It's not always the devil. 99% of the time, it's that person in their head. And it's not the devil. And if they can get in the Word, oh, that'll cure the devil too. Getting in the Word, the devil will dissipate. Maybe at the end of this, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, those things that aren't going away. And they do need somebody to lay hands on them, cast that thing out of them. But don't just do that right away. You don't always know. And they need to get in the Word and have their mind established in God's Word so that they know how to keep the devil off once you get rid of him. Anyway, glory be to God. So if you open with me to James 1:21, and I'm excited about this. I really feel we're doing some work here. Hallelujah. It's one of those things, you know, I don't think I have mental problems. You're like, well, brother, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad you're studying this. But the point is, we can get in the Word. We can believe God for other people, can't we? I mean, isn't that what this is all about? It's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's about us getting what people need to this lost and dying world and having the power of God come into them and radically change their lives. I don't care where they're at. How many times have we seen Jesus? You know, they brought the lunatics to him. The lunatics. They were crazy. And he healed them. He healed them all. They couldn't have heard what he said. They were out of their mind. Babbling and drooling on themselves. And most people aren't in that situation, but you know how many people are? We like to just lock them away, don't we? I would like for these tapes to get into their hands and have it just give them a sound mind just by hearing the Word. James 1:21, and we're going to pray. You ready? I'm serious. Believe God for somebody. Believe God for the anointing to come on somebody and they can hear. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name right now, I pray for the people. I pray for people who have problems in their mind. They don't have a sound mind. They need one. Right now, Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to go in there and begin to open the ears that they may hear your word and that their mind may be reorganized and filed in correctly so that they will never be crazy. They will never be depressed. These things would fall off of them and they would begin to receive with meekness the engrafted word and their soul will be saved and the mind of Christ will be established in them. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We believe we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. He was talking to people that were saved, was he not? He was talking to born-again believers, and yet he said their soul wasn't saved yet. He's telling them to receive the word so that their soul can be saved. And it's the same word. It's the word sozo. It means delivered. It means to be made sound. It means to be healed. It means to be protected. You know how many people's minds are just buzzed out with weird things, and it's not protected. It's open to everything. It's not delivered. It's just confused. And it's under torment. And they don't want to be that way, but they are, and they don't know how to get out of it. Well, he just tells us right here, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So now if something's engrafted, what does that mean? It's cut in. It's like if you were to graft. They do this with certain trees. Apple trees, maybe citrus trees or something. They graft in. I've seen them where you've got like regular apples growing on a tree, the red ones, and then they've grafted in a branch of like a yellow apple tree. And I'm thinking, well, that's weird. But they do it, and it's still receiving the nutrition and the nutrients that comes up through the word. So what are they doing? They're engrafting their mind into the word of God. That's the problem with people's crazy minds. They're not grafted into anything. They're just floating here and there. They haven't established it and put it into something that's solid. So their mind's going every which way, and the nutrients is just, you know, doing nothing. So they're receiving with meekness the engrafted word, and this is where it gets down to it. You've got to engraft the word into your mind. The word into your mind? Yes. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, he said, lay aside all filthiness, superfluidity of naughtiness, lay it aside. And then he says, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless. What does blameless mean? It means without blame, without guilt, without confusion, without all of these things that are in people's heads. Your whole mind. You mean all your mind? I mean all of your mind. Some people haven't had deliverance from these just terrible, nasty thoughts ever. And that's all they want is peace. They just want their mind to shut up because it's so out of control. It's being driven by other things. They've trained it in the wrong direction, but it's still their mind. What's going to bring them back in? What's going to grab onto that mind? They're going to have to engraft it into the word. They're going to have to engraft the word into it. Goes both ways. I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Your whole spirit and soul and body. Those are three parts of man. And I'm talking mainly and predominantly about Christians right now that have their minds out of control. Their mind is just nuts. It just goes on. They can't walk in love. They can't confess the word. They can't do anything because their mind is just, it's ruling them. Yet their spirit man is born again. And they wonder why they keep going back into sin. They keep wondering why I'm still depressed. They wonder why I'm still in torment. I thought I gave my life to Christ. You did, but it's your inner man, the spirit man, the real you that got born again. Now you've got to do something with your head, your mind. You know, and people don't need a quick fix. Quick fixes just get them, you know, fixed quick and then leaves them alone. They don't know how they got there. You know, we could cast devils out of people. And people, that's all they do sometimes. Well, then they get right back in that same pattern because their mind has been trained down that road. There's scriptures that say we can train ourselves to know the difference between good and evil. Hallelujah. I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Once you've given your life to Jesus, does that mean your mind is renewed automatically? What about your body? You get all buff right away. No. This all has to change by work and the saving of the soul. We can be saved in our minds. Did you know that? You know how many people will end up going and getting saved and then dying and going to heaven and their mind is still not renewed? It just blows them away. But we can be prepared for it. We can be changed from glory to glory to glory to glory. And it's just another step over. Jesus is Lord. Your whole spirit. You guys, I know most of you know this, that you are a spirit. Say this. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Some people need their souls saved. They need to have their soul delivered. The word sozo, the word salvation, it is to be delivered in your mind. You make Jesus Lord, you get delivered where? In your spirit man, the inner man. Then you need to get your soul saved, which is your mind. And we've been talking about getting your body saved or healed. Hallelujah. Same word applies to all three of you because he would that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 25. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee. What has happened to this man? He has gone insane. His mind was insane. He was a king at one point, and then all of a sudden something happened to him, something snapped in him, and now he's out eating grass. And his nails grew long and his hair grew long and he was a total wreck and he was living in the woods out with the wild beasts. Would you say he had a mental problem? Look what the word says right here. After they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee. This is 7 years. 7 years. Some of these problems are long rooted. Right? And it seems like nothing can deliver them. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? It's been 7 years and this problem has still plagued me. My mind still keeps going in that direction, still goes in that direction. I'm still eating grass. Look what happens. Till thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he wills. Here's the judgment. The judgment of God, that his mind was going to be nuts until he knew that the Most High rules. And this is where people have to come to. All right? You've been born again. Your inner man's born again. That's square one. Now your mind is out of control. You will still have your mind out of control until you know that the kingdom of God rules in that realm. We're drawing a line here where things have to happen. Did you understand that? You will always continue to have these mental problems. You will always have this and always deal with it. I don't care if it's been 7 years, 70 years, or just last week. Your mind just had a trouble. Until you know that the Most High rules in that area, you can't win victory over it. You can't have it. You still here? Yeah. Hallelujah. You start talking about deliverance and things like that, it makes people nervous. Don't get nervous. Just get more solid in what you have. Get more solid in that kingdom of God. You have to know that the kingdom that you're in, that you've been born into, rules that world. I hope I'm making this point. It rules that world. It rules that mental kingdom. It rules the physical world. This king would not be delivered until he knew that. Follow me? Okay. So is he special? No. This is the same way. Glory be to God forever. Luke 17, 21. Neither shall they say, lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom rules. The kingdom rules. Where's the kingdom? It's within you. And this is where people miss it. They're always looking for some mental fix to their mental problem, and it won't work. Or they're looking for some drug, physical fix to their mental problem. It doesn't work. You've got to know that the kingdom of God will rule that world. It will rule in the mental realm as well as in the physical realm. Brother, you mean if I can know this, I will be delivered and have soundness of mind? Yes. You will not have soundness of mind any other way. You must know. Everybody say no. No. That the kingdom of heaven rules in that realm too. Hallelujah. We live in three worlds. Live in three worlds? What kind of crazy statement? Yeah, we do. We're a spirit being. We have a soul. We have a mind. And we live in a physical body. Pretty easy to see the physical world. The mental world is just the mind, the will, and the emotions and your memories. Just another, these are things that play on people. And they keep them in bondage. But what's going to rule all three? The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'll make this statement. Adam, when he was in the garden, what was in dominance over his entire being? Was Adam different than you? No, the same thing, right? Spirit, soul, and body. What did Adam walk around in? Did he walk around ruled by his mind? Did he walk ruled around with his body? No, he walked around like God with his inner man. And it quickened his mind to think right. It quickened his body to keep him alive and healthy. And most likely he glowed like Jesus did on the Mount of Transfiguration. And it wasn't until he let some stuff come in. He let some thoughts from the devil come in until it snuffed the life out of him. And guess what happened? His inner man died. And guess what started to rule? His mind. And he had fear come in. And fear has torment, according to the word. And we'll get there. Hallelujah. So now that's where we begin. We begin our life with our mind in dominance. Our mind ruling us. We think about things. What decision should I make? Where should I go? What should I say? We're mentally ruled by all these things. Well, now we enter the kingdom of God and God flips it back upside down again. Oh, you've come. You've turned the world upside down. You really did. Now your spirit man is supposed to be the dominant one, just like Jesus, just like Adam, being spirit ruled. And until you know that your spirit man rules in this kingdom, you won't be delivered, and we won't have that soundness of mind. Jesus is Lord. Behold, the kingdom is within you. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you. Work out your own salvation. I want to stress the word out. He's going to work it out. Where's this deliverance going to come from? Well, it's going to come from you laying your hands on my head. No, it's not. It's going to come from you working out this salvation from out of where? The spirit man, where the kingdom of God is, you're going to work it out and it will rule in that realm. That's the only place where you will have the mind of Christ and be sound, really sound in your head, is by having that kingdom begin to dominate the mental realm. That's why I began this with lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to start looking towards the kingdom and stop looking towards all this other garbage. And is it easy? No. But what do you want? You want your mind to be sound? Of course you do. You want your mind as sound as heaven. Brother, nothing seems to sway you. I know. My mind is sound. The sound of heaven. The soundness of heaven can be sitting in your head. Let's see a devil try to shake that up. I don't think so. People are like, yes, that is exactly what I want. Well, I'm showing you the way to do it. And it's not always easy, but some people, like I said, they're looking for a mental solution to a mental problem. There is no sound solution to a mental problem except in the Word of God and in the kingdom of God, which is in you. You'll be delivered when you know that the kingdom rules over all. Hallelujah. Work out your own salvation. So where are we going to work it out from? I'm going to work it out with my doctor and get a different prescription. I'm not knocking what medical science has done, okay? But it is just a quick fix. It is actually, it isn't even a fix. They don't even know what they're doing. They start working with the mind. I'm saying you can have soundness of mind. Pure, clean mind. Spirit, soul, and body, blameless. You can have your mind blameless and pure as the kingdom of heaven when you know that that kingdom rules over it. Hallelujah. Work it out. So what do you think your mind's going to be once this gets worked out? It's going to be sound like what? Sound like the kingdom of heaven. It'll be as clear and pristine as that which God has birthed on the inside of you. You will work it out to the point where it comes out into your mind and starts to live there. Well, if it does that, where's all the other stuff? Where'd the confusion go to? You start feeding on the Word of God and you start living by the kingdom of God in you. Well, it's going to drive the sickness out. It can't stay. This is the only way to true soundness of mind and body. And the kingdom rules over all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Some of you know this one by heart, and you should. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. If any man be in Christ, old things are passed away, all things have become new. What? The in Christ part. Like we said, when you get born again, if you were bald and you got born again, did you get a whole new brand new head of hair? No. What if you, did you get a brand new job? No? What about your mind? When you got born again, did your mind just all of a sudden become new? No. He's talking about the inner man of spirit, soul, and body, the real you. That's what became all new. Where is that man? It's in the kingdom of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are past away. Behold, all things have become new. That's you on the inside. Now God says you have to work that outwardly. It starts to come out. Your life starts to change. Your mouth starts to change. Yeah, but what am I going to do with my mind? You're going to continue to work this out until it overcomes all of those things that have been going on. Galatians 6:15. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. What's going to avail in your mind? The new creature. Does circumcision avail anything? Does uncircumcision? He's saying not if you do it this way and not if you do it that way. There's only one thing that's going to avail. Brother, it sounds like you know what you're talking. I'm telling you, this is where it's at. This is where it's at if you want to have your mind delivered from things that have been oppressing you for years. It's to have the new creation that's on the inside of you avail. Hallelujah. And the word avail means it has power. It has power. It's derived from that word dunamis, like you shall receive power, Holy Ghost power. What does? Your inner man. The new creation has power to avail over your mind. Ephesians 4:23. and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Brother, I know you're saying this stuff, but how do I do it? We're getting to that. But you've got to first know where the kingdom is and what's going to rule. What's going to avail over this mental situation? If you're always looking for something else, if you're always looking for some other kind of fix, then you're never going to have a permanent solution, which is what you want. Soundness. There's only one thing that won't be shaken, and that's the Word of God. But you're going to have to get your mind to be thinking in line with the Word of God. What did Jesus say to the devil every time he came up to him? It is written. It is written. You think Jesus was ever tempted with suicide? He was. He was up on the mountain there. But if he was up on the mountain there and the devil said, if you just throw yourself off of here, what do you think the devil tells people? If you just throw yourself off of here, this torment will go away. If you just get rid of yourself, you know, there won't be any more misery. It's a lie. People live like this. Christian people live like this. You wouldn't believe it, but they do. They talk about suicide. It's just so miserable. It's so rotten, their life. And what it is, it's demonic oppression, and it's their mind being thinking the wrong way. They're thinking the wrong thing. And they're not being dominated by their inward man. For several reasons. Their inner man doesn't have any strength to rise up. The Bible says, in sickness, a man's spirit will sustain him, will keep him going. Same thing in a mental situation. People that are oppressed and driven down, it's dark. All the world's dark all around them. How are they going to get out? They need to get out and stay out by the deliverance from the kingdom of God that will avail over that situation. Ephesians 4, hallelujah, yes, 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Have you ever seen this verse of scripture before? Do you know how closely your mind and your spirit work together? If the devil can keep you all disjointed, have your mind going in one direction, your spirit in the other direction, then he's got you. It's called a divided house, and it will fall. You're going to need to get your mind hooked up with your inner man, which is renewed, which is in the kingdom of God, and that's where you will begin availing over that situation. Jesus is Lord. I believe we're making some progress here. Put on the new man. Put on the new man. Remember him talking about putting on the helmet? Put it on. What do you mean put it on? Well, how do you put a helmet on? You put it on. You pick it up and you put it on your head. You have something to do with it. He's saying to put on the new man. Well, what could he possibly be saying? He already is a new man. If we're just talking about the person getting born again, no, the man is born again already, but now he has to take that born again man and put it on. Where are you going to put it on? You're going to put it on your head. That kingdom of God, it'll rule over it. It'll rule over it. People will get delivered by the word of God if they'll do it. Be not a hearer of the word only, do it. When he says put on the new man, do it. Put it on your mind. Put what on your mind? The Word of God. The new man. Let your ear be open to hear what the Word is saying. It will renew your mind. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. It's the kingdom of God ruling. Hallelujah. Are you there? Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your what? Your body's a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what? The renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. He's talking to believers here. Once again, he said you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're going to put on the new man. And as you put on that new man, put it on your mind like a helmet. Your mind will be renewed. You'll be receiving the engrafted word, which is able to renew and save your soul. The key is always the word of God. Be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Brother, I don't think I can do it. Yes, you can. God's not going to tell you to do something you can't do. He's not going to tell you to put on something you can't put on. He's not going to tell you to renew something you can't renew. And you'll be transformed. You'll be completely different. And what's it going to be transformed into? Soundness. The soundness of the kingdom of heaven. A sound mind. People pay thousands and thousands of dollars for drugs to have their mind so that it's not running off in every direction. I'm telling you for free how to do it. But you're going to have to do something about it. You're going to have to receive the word of God where? Into your mind. Receive it into your mind and put on that new man, because that's the kingdom that rules over everything. Over your mind? Yes, it'll rule over your mind. And only until that happens, you won't have soundness of mind. Brother, I didn't know I wanted to have that sound of a mind. Yes, you do. We'll get into that later. It is the mind of Christ. What could you do with the mind of Christ? A lot. He's telling you to put on the new man, which was created in what? Righteousness and true holiness. And it's created in the image of him that created him, which is the mind of Christ. He's telling you to put it on. What if somebody came up and gave you the magic helmet, like Bugs Bunny there? What was that? The magic helmet. But you wouldn't put it on. I know he says put it on. Looks nice. But you've got to put it on. He says we have a soundness of mind. We have the mind of Christ. And we'll get there. We have it, but we're not putting it on. How do we put it on? Let's get there. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Now hang on. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You know I'm going here. Word of faith guy. Be not ashamed of the testimony. What is therefore, therefore? Whenever you see a therefore, see what it's there for, right? And if he said, we have not received the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, therefore, don't be ashamed of the testimony. The testimony. What is the testimony? The saying the same thing as the Lord says. Well, what is the testimony of our Lord? That you have the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. What does the Bible say a weak man should say? I am strong. What should a man who says his mind is not sound say? I have a sound mind, and don't be ashamed of testifying and saying the same thing that the word says. Because with meekness, you're humbling yourself. Remember, receive with meekness the engrafted word. You're humbling yourself to the word of God. You're humbling your mind to the word of God. You're making your mind submit. And you're putting on that helmet of salvation. That soundness of mind. And it comes through the testimony of the Lord. In saying, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. The number one thing somebody with an unsound mind needs to begin to do, and the number one way to begin putting that on the new man, is to begin saying that he has what God said he has. Begin saying that you have a sound mind. When your mind is not sound, that's the time to say it. But I'm all confused. I'm all confused. Stop saying that. That's against the testimony of the Lord. That's not what the Lord said. The Lord said you have a sound mind. My mind is so sound. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do. Stop saying that. I don't know what to think. How do I control my mind? Start saying the testimony of the Lord that my mind is sound because of the word of God. I have a sound mind. You think God lied about this? Of course not. For God has, everybody say has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has given you a sound mind. Now go over here. This gets much bigger than even this. 1 Corinthians 2:16. You mean I've already got it? Yes, you already have it. You need to put it on. And there's only one way to put it on is by receiving the word. And of necessity, words are spoken. Are they not? If they're not spoken, what if you just took your Bible and you didn't do anything with it? You just left it on the counter. Sure, it'd be full of written words, but it wouldn't mean anything to you until you read it and began receiving it. And the best way to receive, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. The best way to hear the word of God is yourself saying it. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. But brother, my mind, it's all over the place. Stop saying that. You're not agreeing with the testimony of the Lord. You're not renewing your mind. This is what he said is your reasonable service, is to be transformed. Reasonable service is to put this on your mind. Put it on and quit taking it off. Have the mind of Christ. So, is this true or is this a lie? It's true. And this is what you're going to have to decide. Because as much as your mind may be saying, ah, I'm crazy. Ah, I don't know what to do. Ah, I'm depressed. No, you aren't. Ah, I'm bi, what is that, polar. I'm bipolar. That's what the doctor said. You know, as long as you agree with that, that's what you are. If you're going to agree with that, that's going to be your testimony, then that's what you're going to be. Until you receive with meekness God's word that says what? You have the mind of Christ. You've received the spirit of sound mind. I have. That means past tense. Bible says you already have it. You have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have not received the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I have received the spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. John 15 and verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. What cleaned these people's minds? Jesus said, now they're clean. Through what? The voodoo I performed over you. My hands being laid on your head. No, they got clean by his word being spoken unto them. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Jesus isn't here today to speak the word to you. You're here. Somebody's got to speak the word to you. I could speak the word to you. But who's the one with you all the time? You're the one that's got the mouth that's closest to you. I'm telling you, there's nobody else can be closer than you are. Amen. Right? Your husband's sitting right next to you, but you're going to listen to you more than anybody else. In fact, you've got an inner ear. They'll feed it right down into you. Yes. Now you are clean through the word which I have thought about for you. Okay. People's minds are dirty. Remember we started out this. Filthiness. Superfluity of naughty. It's just clutter with junk. What's going to clean that up? It will be the spoken word of God. It's how you receive the word of God with meekness into your mind. It's your reasonable service. I think that's unreasonable. Well, then you're opposite of the word. That is not unreasonable. This is reasonable. If you've got a mental issue, something bipolar, I don't care what the doctor says it is, then begin to receive the word of God into your mind. It will clean it up. Every little shadowy place in your head will be cleaned up and swept out. Why? Because Jesus' word said so. Now you are clean through the word which I have. So what cleaned? The word that Jesus spoke will clean you up. That's what you should be saying out your mouth too. I have a sound mind. And my mind is clean by the word of God that he has spoken unto me. And there have been words spoken tonight. And people that have had issues with their mind for years. The word's going in there and cleaning it up even now. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for a clean sweep in our mind by your word. We confess your word. We declare your word. We have soundness of mind, and our mind is clean by the word which you have spoken to us. We have the mind of Christ, and we receive from you with meekness your engrafted word into our minds, and it is saving our souls even right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father. Amen.
When shall we go? I want to know the Lord. Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.